promises. We all make them. We've all probably broken one or two of them over the years. Some of our promises are life-changing, like marriage or religious profession. Other promises are not so momentous. God makes promises also. We call God's promises covenants. There are many covenants in the Old Testament. And this Lent, we're going to be looking at a number of them. We're going to be looking at them in our first readings this Lent. Each of the Sundays of Lent, one of the first reading is about one of the Old Testament covenants. And all of the Old Testament covenants were a preparation. They were a preparation for the final covenant God would enter with man that is sealed in the blood of Jesus. A covenant that we are all incorporated into at our baptism. Unfortunately, the story of the Old Testament covenants are all stories of promises that were broken. Promises that man broke. And as well, our baptismal covenant suffers from the promises that we break. This Lent, we're calling our homily series Promises Broken, Promises Kept, as we reflect on the fact that God is always faithful. He is always faithful to his promises, but we are not. To start, let's ask the question, what is a covenant? A covenant is a relationship or partnership in which two parties make a binding promise to each other to work towards a common goal. And in the ancient Middle East, a covenant often established a familial relationship between two people or groups of people. So when God enters a covenant with man, he is incorporating man into his family. The very first covenant between God and man was the covenant of creation. God creates man, Adam and Eve. He gives them everything that they need. He puts them in an earthly paradise in the Garden of Eden. And we all know it didn't take very long for Adam and Eve to break that covenant. And death is introduced into the human story. And that original sin starts a cycle of sin that continues down through the centuries. The first reading today is the story of the second great covenant that God enters into with man through Noah. Again, remember that cycle of sin. And God wants to recreate the world. But he sees Noah and his family, and they alone are just. And he commands Noah to build this ark and to bring with him his family and some of the animals and birds of the earth. And Noah and his family are saved. And that's when today's first reading opens. Noah leaves the ark. And he sees this rainbow in the sky, and God makes a promise. He makes a covenant with Noah that he will not destroy the human family again. Then in the second reading today, St. Peter tells us that Noah and the flood prefigure the sacrament of baptism. He's a foreshadowing of that sacrament in the Old Testament. As a small number of humanity was saved in the days of Noah, baptism saves us now. We entered into a covenant with God at our baptism. As the flood cleansed the earth of its wickedness, baptism cleanses us from original sin. As God enters into a new covenant with the human family, God incorporates us into his family, the family of the church, through the sacrament of baptism. Our baptism happened at a fixed moment in time. It is a historical event. We can go back and find the date and place and time. But yet our sacrament, our baptism, is not stuck in the historical past, because it begins a lifelong relationship with God. It begins a covenant. Our baptism is a beginning of a new life. But unfortunately, we do not remain faithful to that covenant of our baptism. Those are promises that we break because of the effects of original sin, because we are human beings. So then in the gospel today, Jesus comes out of the desert after spending 40 days in prayer and fasting. And as he reemerges onto the scene, his first word is repent. Repent and believe in the gospel. Jesus is calling us to repent of our failures to live our baptismal covenant. God is always faithful. We can never erase our baptismal covenant. We can do it damage, but we can't erase it because we have been incorporated into his family. Covenants teach us that God is continually reaching out. He's continually inviting the human family into relationship with him. After Adam and Eve broke the covenant, then he makes one with Noah. Next week, we'll hear about how that was broken and God entered into a covenant with Abraham. And down through the Sundays of Lent, we'll hear about that. And this reflection on our covenant of covenants helps us to reflect on our baptismal covenant. That we stand at the very beginning of the 40 days of Lent. 40 days to hear that message of repent and believe in the gospel. The prayer and the fasting and the almsgiving that we undertake is meant to renew our baptismal covenant by opening up a space for God, opening up a space for him in our hearts and also in our lives. That as we take out those things that complicate our lives, that we give up for Lent, we create a spot for God. On Easter Sunday, 40 days from now, we will stand together in church or online, and we will renew the vows of our baptism. We will reject Satan. We will profess our faith in God and in his holy church. We will renew those vows. And now is the time to prepare for that. Now is the time to remember that our baptismal covenant is the most important relationship that we enter into. And I encourage you to use well these 40 days to focus on the disciplines of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And to remember how generous God is to us. How generous he is to incorporate us into his family by baptism, to wash away our original sin in a flood of water, and to send us this holy season so that we can hear once again the message of repentance, the message of the relationship he wants us to live with him.